What about soup, the can? It's made of, I don't know if it is or not, but you always
tin.
Hear it. All right.
Tin can.
You say that a dime is worth?
A dime is worth 10 cents.
Okay. What about a man's three-piece suit? You'd say that consists of?
A vest, a coat, and pants.
All right. Ever heard a man refer to his pants as anything else?
Trousers. I don't ever call them that.
Okay. All right. What about I'm looking for a preposition here. Say, talking about buttons, you say that jacket has fancy buttons, it. Just kind of fill in the blank there. That jacket sure has fancy buttons, it.
Own it.
Okay.
So that one took a while.
I'm
slow here.
As long as we get it, it doesn't matter. If there's something across the room that I want, I might ask you to please me that.
Hand you.
Hand me or?
Get you.
Or go me.
Bring you.
Okay. So you bring it to me now. Yesterday you
brought it to you.
And you have.
I have brought it to you.
Okay. What about talking about clothes? I might say something like, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly.
It fit perfect.
Say if all my clothes are worn out, I need something to go to church in, I need to go to town to buy me
a new coat, new suit.
All right. And say if I keep stuffing things in my pockets, it's not long before they begin to
bulge.
Okay. What about if you washed a shirt in water that was too hot for it?
It might shrink.
Okay. Or it's going to
shrink.
Yesterday it
shrank.
It has.
It has shrunk.
Okay. Say if a woman or a girl is getting ready to go out on a date, what would you say she's doing if she spends a lot of time in front of the mirror? She likes
crimp.
Okay. Would you say the same thing of a boy if he's doing the same thing?
I would.
Okay. All right. What about something that women or girls carry all that stuff around in? You call that a
purse?
Okay. What about something small that you might just keep change in?
A wallet.
Okay. But what about something with a little...
A coin purse.
Okay. And something that you'd wear around your wrist?
A watch.
Okay.
Bracelet.
All right. And around your neck?
Necklace.
Or a
choker.
Okay. Or a what of beads, maybe? Or a what of pearls?
Strand.
Okay. These things that you don't see too often, but they would go over men's shoulders to help keep their pants up.
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. And something that you would take with you if, in case it was going to rain, to keep the rain off of you?
Umbrella.
Anything besides an umbrella?
Parasol,
yeah.
But that's not really for rain. That's for sun.
Okay.
That older ladies hold, you know, to
right.
Keep the sun out of their face.
Keep the sun straight. Say if you were making up your bed, the last thing to go on the bed, that's the...
Bedspread.
Okay, and you rest your head on a
pillow.
Mm-hmm. Bedspread, or maybe in the wintertime, something pretty heavy that would keep you warm.
Quilt.
Yeah, okay.
Blanket.
Okay. Have you ever heard of something that might have been longer than a pillow? I don't know if people actually slept on them or just put them on their bed for looks. Sometimes they're pretty long things, similar to a pillow.
I don't know.
Okay, ever heard of a bolster?
I've heard of bolsters referring to bolster beds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they mean, if they mean the beds with the poles in all four corners or what.
Okay. Well, what about this expression? Say, if it were a particularly long bolster, it didn't just go part way across the bed, it went...
The full length.
Okay. All right. Or maybe all the way across?
All the way across, yeah.
Say if you had company who people were going to spend the night, maybe kids were going to stay overnight, a place that you would make up down on the floor for them?
A pallet?